Hey, what's going on, viewers and listeners of the Fantasy Flavor Podcast? I am joined with
Sanatan
and Trenton, as always.
Woo. Well, and I'm Dylan, by the way, if you missed me. It's been a week, I know. It's tough. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about some of our favorite landing spots before free agency, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the draft, too. So, I don't know. It's going to be exciting to see. So, let's kick it off, just right into it, with the S-Dog. What's your first landing spot, and for what position?
Yeah, so first we are talking about, you know, some of the good landing spots in free agency for running backs position, and I know there are a few obvious ones, but I picked one which is kind of a good landing spot, which is the Steelers. And the reason for this was, you know, I'm a Ravens fan, and I saw most of the games of Steelers, and they were just slinging the ball every time. They had no run game, and I look at the numbers, it was like 64% passing attempts and 36 running attempts. That's just, you know, way above the NFL average. It's not sustainable. And them being in the AFC North, where, you know, Ravens are just rushing, and the Browns are just rushing all the time, I don't think they want to play a ball game where they are just passing throughout the game, with Big Ben's hand, you know, being a noodle at this point. So I think they really want to establish a run game. They just did not have the talent in their team for doing that. And they are going to address it in this offseason, either through draft or through free agency. And their cap situation is not very good. So the higher probability is through draft, but there is still decent chance that they might get a thumper like Chris Carson. Mm-hmm. Or I don't think they can afford Aaron Jones, but Chris Carson, maybe they get. I doubt they'll get Connor back, but I think Carson is a good fit there.
Right, the Steelers definitely are an interesting team, because you did mention James Connor there. They also have a few younger guys on the roster, so they could look to maybe move one of them into a bigger role potentially. However, I feel like the more likely move is the reason they're on this list. They're going to go outside of the organization to find a running back, whether that be through the draft or somebody like Chris Carson, like you mentioned. That could be an interesting option. What do you think, Dill?
I just think it's interesting with their cap space, because that's an element to it, right? Like, the reason there's no Saints players on here is because you're just so, like, tied up in cap space, and obviously the draft is an element into it. And when, you know, I was kind of more thinking free agency, because that's coming up with my personal picks, but obviously, you know, the draft is an element, so that obviously limits a team like the Saints. You know, you're not going to be really adding much of importance, right? You're not going to sign like Allen Robinson to $1 million 5 years, right? That'd be fucking crazy. If that happened, I'll sell my nutsack to Trenton, right? So, like, it's just not happening. Like, let's be realistic. But for the Steelers, I do think they have some priorities, too, like re-signing, like, their left tackle, Venezuela, Juju. I could say that one. Juju, you know, he's a free agent, too. And they kind of misused him a little bit, and that's interesting. And, you know, they have some other holes, too, right, they need to come out and fill. So, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be Chris Carson. I feel like Chris Carson's going to stay either a Seahawk, or I know there's some rumors that contradict that. But you know what I mean? I feel like it's more likely they add something through the draft. And I could see them being one of those teams to reach in the first round if they feel like they're that close. Because, you know, as much as we shit on the Steelers, they were like 10-0, 11-0 to start off the season. So, like, you know what I mean? They were a really good team. You know, they just needed a little more consistent offense. And a ground game could help out with that, because that defense is great.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and they are like 20 millions above the cap.
Yeah.
So it would be very difficult for them to get a, you know, costly free agent.
Yeah, that's why I just think like names like Chris Carson and like Aaron Jones and
Aaron Jones will fetch a lot of money.
Yeah,
but
Aaron Jones
Chris Carson will not
really
fetch that much.
You think so?
Yeah, I suppose 7 to 8 million per year should do for Carson. 8 million.
They're just,
I don't think he's getting more than that.
Steelers would be a bad franchise if they signed Chris Carson, in my opinion. Just get Najee Harris for a lot cheaper.
Talking about it fantasy-wise, though, whoever lands there is going to have a good fit, because that team loves to use one running back. It's actually very similar to how my team works. We'll move on to that. Who I think is a really good fit for a running back would be the Miami Dolphins. They have they have more cap space, but they are in a similar situation to what you guys said for the Steelers. They have a need at running back. They do have some people already there that could fit it, but they also have holes elsewhere that they might want to fill first. So they definitely could look to change the running back room around, or they could stick it out with Myles Gaskin again. However, I do feel like this could be, you mentioned Aaron Jones earlier. Yeah. This could be a really good landing spot for Aaron Jones, and he could help out Tua on that offense. If Tua doesn't get moved, or if they don't bring in Watson or whatever, I don't know. Who knows what happens in Miami? They are apparently in the quarterback market, even with Tua, so anything could happen. But Aaron Jones would definitely be an interesting name there. They have the cap room to bring him in, and he fits really well in that scheme because they like to use their running one running back, which is a perfect fit for Aaron Jones. Really help him maintain that fantasy volume. Might not be the overall numbers you're looking for, but that volume will remain there, as it similarly to what it was in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think Miami is trying to build up that team based on defense and running the ball, short passes. If they don't go for Watson, I think they'll be put with Tua. I don't think they would likely move him. And Tua is, good at checking down to running backs. So I think it's a great fit for Aaron Jones. And they have a lot of cap space. I think they are ready to take that leap this year. I don't think they are in the rebuilding mode, anymore. So, yeah, I think Aaron Jones, or they are going to, I don't think they are going to roll with Myles Gaskin. Either it is someone like Najee Harris in the draft, or, Javonte Williams, someone like that, or they will have to sign Aaron Jones.
Yeah. So, I think it's interesting about Miami because we remember how good last year's running back class was. I know Trenton was a little lower on it. He didn't think there's as much top end talent, but he thought there's a lot of, But the Dolphins were always like a landing spot, right? Remember in the mock drafts, it was like DeAndre Swift first round of the Dolphins with that last, and they didn't take any running back. They passed up on J.K. Dobbins. They passed up on Jonathan Taylor in the second round.
They even passed up on Edwards-Helaire and Swift with the 30th pick.
Yeah, and so they took a corner.
First, one of those.
Yeah, they took a cornerback out of Auburn. So
yeah, they did not draft at all. No running back. That was very surprising.
That was very shocking. Plan. So I wonder if they don't, which is interesting because you normally draft the running back. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do. Because obviously these running backs like Najee, they do have two first-round picks. I think 18's too early for any of these running backs. And then the second-rounders, obviously, I don't know, Javonte Williams maybe. I feel like ETN and just with like some of these other teams, maybe my team specifically, one of the running backs will probably go there. So I just think it's interesting. So Aaron Jones seems kind of likely. Mm-hmm. I think we're all shocked. Maybe it's just me. But, the Dolphins during that whole like off season didn't really add many weapons at all. Like through the draft, like they had so many picks and so much cap space, remember? And they kind of spent it all on like the defense or like the offensive line. There was no like running back, no tight end help, no wide receiver help. Interesting. But a team that also needs help. Maybe
one last
I can't do my smooth transition, but he can. Okay. Yep, go ahead.
You can do it in a second. they did have Matt Breida. They brought him in.
Fuck off.
That's possibly an option for that. But I will say
Jordan Howard.
It was interesting because before those guys got injured, they were using them more as workhorses. And then when Myles Gaskin, all those guys got injured, it was him, and he got the workhorse role. No matter what happened at running back, they always had a workhorse every game. They didn't just spread it around or do anything. That's what we expected them to do. They liked to use a workhorse. So whichever running back does end up there is going to be used as a workhorse, and it'll be a great spot for them fantasy-wise. just to get that production and that volume.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of volume, fucking bastard, the Jets have plenty of fucking volume, dude. Holy crap. I mean, you know, like, I think out of all these spots, the Jets could have the most potential touches. But the thing with the Jets, though, and why maybe you guys didn't really want that as a landing spot, I had last picks with this one, and I was shocked about that. But, like, we just don't, like, the quarterback situation, like, it could actually be Sam Darnold, and then, oh my god, if the Jets do that as a Patriots fan, woohoo! I'm looking out my window screaming because that's great, but I think it's unlikely. They could also be a Deshaun Watson landing spot, Zach Wilson landing spot, Justin Fields, hopefully. That's what I'd do if I was them, if you can't get Deshaun. So, you know, like, they have a lot of potential quarterbacks, right? But the thing is, you know, there's just no running back depth, and that's a great thing if you're like a running back coming in. They could totally be that type of team to sign Aaron Jones to a mega deal. I mean, they did it to Le'Veon Bell and it didn't work out. So how funny would that be if they did it again? that would be the Jets. But I think it's more likely that they draft somebody either with that late Seahawks first or the early second. I think that's really realistic too. I feel like they're a perfect Travis Etienne landing spot. Just with the range I think he's going to go. Unless they want to draft Najee in the first. Because I think Najee has a chance to go in the first, even if he shouldn't.
Yeah. And the Jets are really interesting because, like you said, they do have a lot of potential for that volume. It could be a volume play. However, that offense around them, they're going to likely get a new quarterback this offseason through the draft, more than likely. However, that offensive line isn't great. That receiving room isn't great. Sure, they have Denzel Mims, but, I mean, they need more help. If they bring in a running back, that's going to be the only weapon. So that's where the volume comes into play. However, defenses will be keying in on them. So it's going to be kind of like a similar to Josh Jacobs, where he gets a ton of volume, tons of touches to keep his fantasy volume up. But the efficiency goes down because the defenses can key in on that running back. So what do you think, Sinan?
Yeah. So I really doubt that they should go for free agent running back. Instead, they should draft, like Dylan said, because they feel more like a rebuilding team than the Dolphins. I think Dolphins are ready to take that next step, but Jets may not be. And that might be the reason that last year Miami was kind of rebuilt, so they did not spend money on a running back. And now Jets see same rebuilding mode. So I think they might draft someone. I doubt they even give up a higher pick for a running back. Maybe in the third round or something, they might draft someone. And it's a good landing spot based on just volume. Again, I doubt there will be a lot of efficiency. But they have good pieces too in offensive line. So who knows? Not very clear which route they might go, but it's more likely that it's a later, like, mid-round pick for a running back.
And I want to piggyback off of something you said. You said that they are a rebuilding team, which is very interesting to me, because you look at the Jaguars last season. They were a team clearly in need of a rebuild. They were clearly starting from scratch, which is similar to what we're going to see from the Jets. But you saw last season, They ran James Robinson into the ground. Like, they just hand him the ball off all the time. And that could be the volume we see from whichever running back lands in New York. So, but, I mean, whatever that volume comes from.
Draft capital. For example, James Robinson had no draft capital. So they might, again, have a, you know, third rounder, fourth rounder, just to see if they have a diamond in the rough. And roll with them instead of spending a huge draft capital up front in a rebuilding team.
And I think that's what makes it interesting, because I believe whoever they do bring in at running back, no matter if it's a late round running back or whatnot, if it seems like they want to use them as a workhorse and they're going to start using him as a workhorse, that could be a very good fantasy get, because that, I mean, even with the late round volume on a rebuilding, or the late round capital on a rebuilding team, they're going to get those touches just to see what they have, like you said.
Deep sleeper alert.
Absolutely.
Very interesting. But with that being said, that's all the time we have here for our running back landing spots. Thank you so much. Comment down below what you think would be the perfect free agency, free agent landing spot fit. Thank you. And have a great rest of your day, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.